Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Falk throws the ball into Kaum, who tags Bishop trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. There goes Cobb. The throw from Krause to second, and Cobb is out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nays moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Nays scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Com moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Nays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nays. Cobb goes all the way around to score. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nays is called out on strikes. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk is hit by the pitch. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0 for 1 in the game. Emke hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cobb. Krause reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Emke fields it and throws to home to get Krause. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Emke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to third for the out. Wheat moves to second. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 0-for-2 in the game. Emke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wheat moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas bunts towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Krause moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wheat strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Chick Galloway. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Howard Emke. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Collins moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes scores. Collins moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Collins scores. Fox moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Bishop trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. French moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Boley now playing shortstop. Sam Gray now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Falk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Lefty Grove now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy strikes out. 1 out. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Buck Krause. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Shealy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.